The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Chapeis Amadeis, teaches us Tana. The Braisa teaches us in explaining the Goyrul that happened in the Mishkan, the lottery that happened in the Mishkan. Says the Mishnah, Hoitzi Es Beiseichem, the person who's in charge of making the Goyrul will tell the Kohanim, stick out your fingers, Laminyan, in order that we should be able to know the count and be able to do the slattery, who is going to be the Kohen that's going to get the opportunity to do the Avoda. Ask the Gemara v'nimnu l'dadu. Why do we have to go through this process? Ask the Gemara of them sticking out the fingers and thereby coming to account. Why don't we just count the Kohanim? And how did the Goyal work, as the Gemara explained? Machloikis Rishonim, whether it was the Mamuna who picked the number, or whether it was the Kohanim amongst themselves that picked the number, but a number was picked, and then they stuck out the fingers, and they came, and the person who the number they chose was that number, that's the person who won the Goyal. So ask the Gemara, why do we have to count through their sticking out their fingers? Why don't they just count them directly? Answers the Gemara, Messiah le Rabbi Yitzchak, our Mishnah is a riot to what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, also limnus Yisrael afilu dvar mitzvah. One may not even count Jews straight for dvar mitzvah. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, when Shaul HaMelech went to lead Klal Yisrael in battle against Nochash HaMoini, he counted them, and the Pasuk says, V'yifkadeim bebozek. He counted them by each person giving a piece of earthenware, not counting them directly. The story in Shmuel Aleph is, as Shaul HaMelech became king, Nochash HaMoini wanted a whole battle against Yavish Gilad. And what he said was that if you agree that I could poke out your right eyes, I won't go into battle with you. The people of Yavish Gilad sent messengers to Klal Yisrael that they should come to their rescue. And when Shaul HaMelech heard this, he gathered people from Klal Yisrael to battle with Nochash HaMoini. He counted them, as we just read, the Yifkadeim Bebozek, and the next morning he went to battle and prevailed. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, if we're saying that we're not supposed to count Jews directly, and that's why Shaul HaMelech counted them by counting the pieces of earthenware, so in our Gemara, aren't they being counted directly by them sticking out their fingers? So the Kli Chemder says that since the finger is not an aver shanishoma tluyba, it's not considered a limb that the person's life depends upon it. So therefore, it's not considered as if they're being counted directly. And in fact, I saw from the Shalos Teshuvos Torah Lishma, for the same reason, you could count Jews by counting their feet. But we're going to learn, perhaps later, another reason why it's not a problem why they were counted by fingers. Maskuv LaRavashi, which Rav Ashi asks, "Mamai dehai bezek lishon lebezek?" Who says that the word bezek refers to pieces of broken shard? Dilma shma demasahu. What the pasuk means to say is that this is where this event took place. There was a place called bezek. Answers the Gemara, as the Gemara says, "Kriksev yimtze es adoni bebezek," that they found him in the city of Bezek. So why does it have to be meant? Who says that that's what it means? Ella says the Gemara Mihacha. How do we know that Jews may not be counted? The Pasuk says, V'yishamash Shol HaSa'am. Shol, the Pasuk says, called all the people together. V'yifkadei B'tloim. And he counted them by giving them sheep and counting the sheep. And again, by doing it that way, he avoided counting them directly. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so says Rabbi Elazar, Kol Amoinus Yisrael Oiva B'Lav. Whoever counts Kla Yisrael is Oiva with a Lav. Shenema V'hoyim Mispa B'nai Yisrael K'chol Hayom Asher Lo Yimad. Kla Yisrael may not be counted. Rav Nachman V'Yitzchak Oimer Oiva B'Shnei Lavim. He's Oiva with two Lavim. Shenema Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisofer. They can't be counted. Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisofer. So, actually, Mefarshim try to understand why does Rabbi Elazar not agree with Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak? Doesn't the pasuk clearly say Ashlayim shenama v'lo yimad v'lo yisafer? So the Ben Yoyada says that this is not a pasuk in the Torah. When we have a pasuk in the Torah, so there, the fact that the Torah would say lo yimad v'lo yisafer, that's why that would certainly be an indication that it means two separate lavim. But here, that the Torah, it's a pasuk in Nach, the fact that the Torah repeat, that the pasuk repeats itself, is not necessarily an indication that it's a lav. Other pshat that he offers is the pasuk is comparing Klal Yisrael to Chol Hayom. Now, when we speak about sand, sand could be measured. Medida means to be measured. And sand could theoretically be counted. But when we speak about Klal Yisrael, it can't be that they should be both counted and measured. People can't be measured. They can be counted. And therefore, the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is not allowed to be counted. The reason, says Rabbi Elazar, the Pasuk says, Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisofer, is to teach us, because we're using sand as the example. But Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak is saying, no, if the Torah says, Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisofer, if the Pasuk, even if it's a Pasuk and Nach, says, Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisofer, it must be quite deliberate. And we need to understand exactly why, what is meant, Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisofer. What is the Machlokes? Continues the Gemara. Amr Shmuel ben Nachmeni. Rabbi Yonasan Rami. Rabbi Yonasan asked the following question. K'siv ahoy mispa b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom. So it seems that Klal Yisrael has a number. V'ahoy mispa b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom. K'siv, but there's another pasuk. Ash lo yimad v'lo yisofer, that they have no count. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Kam bezman she Yisrael oisin ritzonim shemakim. Kam bezman she ein oisin Yisrael ritzonim shemakim. Pashup shat. What the Gemara is saying is that when Klal Yisrael is doing the will of Hashem, they have no number. They're infinite. When Klal Yisrael is unfortunately not doing the will of Hashem, then they have a number. But there's two questions if we follow this pshat. One question is, then the Gemara is not being consistent in the order of the psukim and the order in the teretz. Because according to this, when they're oisin ritzon in shomakayim, according to the explanation we offered, they have no number. When they ain't oisin ritzon in shomakayim, they have a number. But the order of the psukim was just the opposite. The pasuk says, "V'ha'yu mispa b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom," and then the pasuk, which is the pasuk, the way we're explaining, is when ein oisim ritzonim shemakim. And the pasuk of Ashlo yimad v'lo yisofer, the way we're explaining, is referring to a time when they have a number, when they are oisur mitzvah shemakom. So how do the Gemara doesn't seem to work? So the Yarif Tavash says as follows: when Klal Yisrael are oisin ritzoin shemakim, they may not be counted, because by counting them, every person in Klal Yisrael is very significant, and therefore their count. Look, every person is significant, and we shouldn't look at them individually. On the other hand, when they're ein oisin ritzoin shemakim, so there, each person really doesn't count for that much. So since each person doesn't really count for that much, there is no problem of counting them individually. To the degree that if one looks here in the Gemara, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and I have to say that I've seen this quoted by Paiskim, although the Tzitz Eliezer here in Shaz Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Zayin Simen Gimel, has a fascinating tshuva on this entire discussion of counting and taking a census, a 30-page tshuva, and he doesn't agree with this reading. But if we look over here in the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel says as follows. Interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel. Kol amoyne Yisrael, says Rabbeinu Chananel, oiva b'beiz lavin, shenema lo yimad v'lo yisofer, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, v'hani mili, when may Klal Yisrael not be counted, only b'zman Yisrael oisim ritzoyne shomokan, when they're acting the way they're supposed to act. V'mlav, but if they're not acting as they're supposed to, nesparim, they may be counted. Shenema, b'hoyim mispav ne Yisrael, they may be counted. And therefore, there are those that want to explain that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, when Klal Yisrael acts inappropriately, they can be counted. So, the Tzitz Eliezer, number one, says that that's a total misreading of the Rabbeinu Chananel. He says what the Rabbeinu Chananel is doing, the way to read the Rabbeinu Chananel is not to read the Rabbeinu Chananel as a continuation and saying that the Rabbeinu Chananel means to say, first the Gemara Chananel is quoting the halacha that the Gemara just taught us that if one counts Jews, he's over in Tulavin. And then the Gemara says, and then the Rabbeinu Chananel says, but it's only when they're ois ritzon and shomakai. Rabbeinu Chananel means to be quoting two separate Gemaras. First, he's telling us, he's quoting the Gemara that says, Klal Yisrael may not be counted. That's one Gemara. And then he's counting, and then he's quoting another Gemara that Klal Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Chananel is quoting the Gemara that has this question. But even, Sayyid Mefarshim, that will accept the reading of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rabbeinu Chananel says that be'ein oisim ritzoyne shomokoyim, there they have no count. They may be counted. Rabbeinu Chananel still doesn't tell us, says the Tzitz Eliezer and many other of Paiskim my source say this as well. What is the definition of ein oisim ritzoyne shomokoyim? When can we be sure that Klal Yisrael is in the category of ein oisim ritzoyne shomokoyim, that they should be counted, that they should be allowed to be counted? But then there's another question. The Gemara over here says that, again, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that ba'oisim ritzoyne shomokoyim, they have no number, and ein oisim ritzoyne shomokoyim, they have a number. So the question is obvious. The Gemara says, Masechta Kedushin, if somebody is Makadish, a woman, somebody marries a woman, a Menashe and a Tzadik Gomer, on the condition that I'm a Tzadik Gomer, I raise them a Kedushin. We have to assume that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Why do we have to assume that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin? Because he did tshuva, and he became a tzaddik immediately, in one moment. So ask the Mefarshim, if we see over here that Klal Yisrael can become tzaddikim literally in a moment, so how's it going to be one moment they have a count, and the next moment they wouldn't have a count? How do we understand this Gemara? So I saw a beautiful pshat. When we think about people in quality, and we think about people in quantity. A person who's oisim mitzvah shemakim, he could be one person, but because he's a oisim mitzvah shemakim, he's equal to many more people. On the other hand, if he's ein oisim mitzvah shemakim, his self worth is not that great, and that's what the Gemara says. Oisim mitzvah shemakim, they have no mispar, because every person is worth that much. Each person doesn't have that same value. And I saw a beautiful mashal from the Dubna Magid to explain this concept. There were two boys, he says, that were arguing. And each one was arguing who is a wealthier person, his father or his father. And one boy said that my father is very wealthy. He does a lot. He has pockets full of coins. And the other boy says, your father has pockets full of coins, but my father has pockets full of bills. And we know 100 pennies make a dollar, and 1,000 pennies make $10. So he says, when ein oisim ritzonis shalmakoin, they only have pennies. But when they're oisim ritzonis shalmakoin, then they have dollar bills. And that's the difference, what misper they have between when they're oisim ritzonis shalmakoin versus when they're ein oisim ritzonis shalmakoin. Another pshat that I saw is that oisim ritzonis shalmakoin is they have no misper, because when they're oisim ritzonis shalmakoin, we live forever. Our mitzvahs live forever, and that's for v'hayim misper b'nei Yisrael. And now the Gemara is very understandable. V'hayim misper b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have a misper when they're oisim ritzonis shalmakoin, because even when they're not here, they will remain here. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim say a beautiful pshat. The Gemara says, Ein v'hoya el loshin simcha. V'hoya! You should be happy when you're oisim ritzonin shalmakoin. You know why? Because misper b'nei Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is oisim ritzonin shalmakoin, they have a misper that remains forever. Ein oisim ritzonin shalmakoin, when they're not oisim, the tzonish makom shalayomet v'layisafer, that will not be something that will remain forever. And therefore, it's ein layomet v'layisafer, it will come to an end. Another teretz, Rabbi Abba Meshum Rabbeus the story, Lekashi Kamdei Adam, people can't count them, Kamdei Shemai. So we've just finished learning the Gemara that teaches us that one may not count Jews. And as we learn this Gemara, there are some questions that we've already established, and there are further questions that we need to understand. And let's go question by question. The first question is obviously, why indeed may Jews not be counted? One question. Another question that we had is, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar Amnachem Bar Yitzchak. How many lavin is one oiver if he counts Jews? One lav or two lav?
Another question. Our Gemara seems to not have mentioned the pasuk that all of us know. The Torah Kedoshim, in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, teaches us very clearly that Jews may not be counted. We all know the pasuk. Kisisa Rosh Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says, would you count the Jews? The Torah Kedoshim says, Kisisa Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Gudeyem, V'nos ish koifa nashal Hashem, b'fkoyresom, v'lo yed nega b'fkoyresom. You should not count the Jews. You only can count Jews through the Machzis HaShekel. So our Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. Our Gemara brings a raya from Shoal, two episodes that happened with Shoal. Why doesn't the Gemara just bring us the Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa? Another question. If one looks in the different svarim already of the Rishonim that count the mitzvahs of the Torah, the mitzvahs asay, the mitzvahs lois asay, you won't find the lav of counting Jews. And we all know that it's certainly also to count Jews. Yes, there is a Magen Avraham. There's a Magen Avraham in Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Cotton Bays, famous Magen Avraham. We've quoted that Magen Avraham in our Shiurim, where the Magen Avraham, in that lengthy Magen Avraham, mentions different things that Jews should be careful with. And the Magen Avraham indeed says that one should be careful. V'yesh oyer habi mitzvahs. And the Magen Avraham says the Jews may not be counted. So the Magen Avraham says the Jews may not be counted. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I also saw, is very careful, says, this is in Simen Tezvav, Sif Gimel, Tzurichin Lizor, Shloi Limnos, it's a national Gugulaisam. We have to be careful not to count Jews by their head, Leidem Yesh Minyan, to know if we have even a minion. He's talking about counting for minion. Ki Os Limnos Yisrael Gugulaisam, one may not count Jews Gugulaisam to the heads, a filo Dvar Mitzvah, Tiksiv Yishma Shol, V'yaf Es'am, the pasuk that we just learned in our Gemara. He says the minig is the way we know to count Jews is we count the pasuk of Ashiya Samechov Oilam. That is the way Jews are counted because that has 10 words in it. And that's the way Jews are counted. Another way, but they should not be counted straight. So we have a Magen Avraham. We have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But we don't have the Shulchan Aruch saying this. In fact, I saw that by saying this pasuk of Ashiya Samecha, the Sefer Shmiras HaGufa HaNefesh says that it's a skula that actually against an Ayin Hara. But again, why is it not mentioned in the Svarim, the counter mitzvahs? So some say, because the Pasuk of Kisisas Rosh Bnei Yisrael is not a directive, it's a lav haba mechlala say, it only says if you're counting Jews, you can't count them directly. And in the Svarim, the counter mitzvahs, a mitzvah that's not direct, it's an asmachta, it's not a direct mitzvah. I saw another explanation. What the Torah means to say here is, it's a shlila sachiyus. It's not telling, we would think that Jews should be counted. So the Torah is telling us, don't count Jews. Don't think you should count the Jews. But it's not a direct lav, and that's why it's not mentioned. All of these are nice terutzim, but they seem not to be very understandable. If we just learned the Gemara, how the Gemara is so concerned about not counting Jews, how now we're being lenient in, and now all of these Sfarim, all the Rishonim and Achronim don't quote this Gemara. So, and that, so there's one more very fundamental question, two more fundamental questions in this issur of counting Jews. One is, let's actually say there's three more questions. One is, so how can you count Jews? Under what circumstances may Jews be counted? That's one question. Another question is, if Jews, besides that, asking how Jews may or may not be counted, what, when can Jews be counted at all? Not only how may Jews be counted, but another question is, when may Jews be counted? And another question. The Gemara, further down in the Amid, continues in explaining the history of Shaul, continues explaining the history of David HaMelech, that Shaul did Averis, that Shaul did actually, the Gemara says, less Averis than David HaMelech. And even though Shaul did less Averis than David HaMelech, Shaul was punished quicker. Shaul ba'achas, v'leosloi, David v'shtayim v'osloi. And the Gemara asks, what were the two Averis that David did? And the Gemara goes through different Averis. And the Gemara asks, what about the Avera of Hasasa? The Gemara refers to the Pasha and Shmuel Beis, where David HaMelech decided that he wants to count Klal Yisrael, and he wasn't going to take no for an answer, and he counted Klal Yisrael, and he was punished. So many Jews died. So why is that not considered one of the Averis that David HaMelech did? Answers the Gemara, that isn't an Avera because he was already punished. V'yita Hashem Dever B'Yisrael Menaboyker Ad Eis Mayit. So there's a few questions. One question is, how did David HaMelech come to make this mistake? Another question is, if David HaMelech did an Avera that he counted Klal Yisrael when he should have, why didn't everybody else? Why did the people die for his Aveira? Which leads us to the question that when people are counted in a way that isn't permissible, who that's the Aveira? Is it the person who counted, or is it the person who was counted?